Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Well, back to election coverage, and Republicans clearly had a big night across the country, including right here in Pennsylvania. With more, KWB Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwert with a look.
Aaron Cohen, longtime Republican strategist and president of Arena Strategies, says the biggest surprise to him.
The undervote in Philadelphia is something you cannot overlook. I think President Trump obviously increased by a little bit his margin in Philadelphia, but more importantly, it's the overall number.
Kamala Harris's margin in Philadelphia was about 70,000 votes fewer than Joe Biden's in 2020. Political science professor and polling director at Muhlenberg College, Chris Bork, says while Harris fell short in Philadelphia, Trump's success extended well beyond the city's borders.
If you look at the state and you say, well, where did they make gains? You'll see it almost everywhere. And sometimes they were pretty small, a point or two compared to 2020 numbers. But nonetheless, those gains in a cumulative manner, really add up.
Bork says Republican messaging was consistent and on point, tying Harris to the economy and the Biden administration. Cohen says Harris's message effectively ended up being, I'm not Donald Trump. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And we're just checking in on some of the competitive House races in Pennsylvania. Of course, we have Bucks County Republican Brian Fitzpatrick winning re-election. Democrats Mary Gay Scanlon of Delco, Brendan Boyle from Northeast Philadelphia have both won. In the 7th District, incumbent Democrat Susan Wild has conceded her race to Republican Ryan McKenzie. Republicans have won all three row house seats. Republican Dave Sunday wins Pennsylvania Attorney General. Republican Stacey Garrity wins the treasurer's race. And Republican Timothy DeFore wins Auditor General.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.